This is the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast, and we're your hosts, James and Maria Collins.
We are on a mission to help you answer the divine call in your life, to experience transformation for God's glory, and to advance His kingdom.
The world needs more people who are confident in their identity and are living intentionally to fulfill their life's mission.
Your legacy depends on you leading yourself well and taking action towards a clear vision for your life.
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
We are here to help you renew your mind so you can stop chasing the things of this world and start living a purpose-driven life that is uniquely yours.
We want you to experience abundance in all areas of your life, but it's not just about you. It's about leaving a legacy that endures far beyond your time on earth.
God has entrusted you with unique gifts. You get one life to use those gifts to leave a lasting impact for generations to come.
Your legacy begins now. Now.
Welcome to the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast. We are your hosts, James and Maria Collins. Hello, James.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Okay, today we are here to talk about planning and goal setting. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. So let's talk a little bit about goal setting. We're going to talk about how to plan around goals that you set. But first, we're going to start talking about what goal setting is and some methodologies and how to do that. To start, I'd like to talk about what goals are and what they aren't. So when I think about what are goals, first and foremost, they're deliberate objectives that are aligned with your purpose. And I emphasize the word deliberate there because I think first and foremost, where a lot of folks get hung up in setting goals is they're not very deliberate about identifying what their goals are. And performance comes through default as opposed to them thinking ahead and working backwards from the vision that they've set. We've talked about in prior podcasts, setting that vision, understanding your purpose, understanding your why. Well, your goals are deliberate objectives that you're setting in pursuit of those things, in pursuit of your vision, in pursuit of the purpose that you've established for yourself.
I'm going to have to stop you right there. I am caught up in deliberate, the word deliberate.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
It means on purpose.
Okay. It
means you're sitting down and taking time to be intentional about the objectives that you're setting for yourself, rather than just operating by default or just doing whatever the day throws at you. You're being deliberate or being intentional about setting the objectives that you're going to go out and accomplish. That's what deliberate means.
Thank you.
Yeah. So goals also provide a roadmap for success toward achieving that grander vision. And they can either be short, intermediate, or long-term goals. But typically what I recommend is that you set goals that are no farther out than 12 months. So you and I set goals together every year. We sit down and set goals individually, but we set goals as a couple as well for our family. We set financial goals. We set relationship goals. We set goals for investments, for, you know, all kinds of things together as a family, for how we're going to spend our time together, for vacations and fun as a family. But we're always looking no further out than 12 months. And that's what I would consider more of a longer term goal. Obviously, you can set goals that are 5 years out, 10 years out, but you're going to have to set more intermediate goals or more immediate goals in pursuit of those longer term 5 or 10 year goals.
If we go back to the older episodes that we talked about, right? When we start with the vision, the mission, right? Setting goals would be the how. It would be how you attain your vision, the mission, right? So thinking and long term, right? How you want to live your life, and then breaking it down in small pieces, small bites of what do you need to start doing right now. I feel like we talk about this a lot. It's always bringing it down to small steps, mm-hmm. that you have to take now that will bring you closer. Those are the goals.
That's right. And so what goals are not, first of all, it's not just wishful thinking. I think sometimes people will think about setting goals for themselves and they set goals that are so high, so unattainable that it just becomes wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking, it's if they don't take any action and then they're just goals, dreams without action are just a wish.
Right.
It would never happen.
Right. Or they set that wishful thinking goal, that lofty goal, which is okay to set. But if you're not ever dialing that down,
if you're not being realistic of where you are now, mm-hmm. and where you want to go, it's not impossible. It's just
you've got to set intermediate goals to get there.
How long is going to take for you to get there?
Yep. And the other thing about goals and what they aren't is goals aren't the vision. Again, we talked about setting a vision in an earlier podcast. And if you haven't listened to that, I recommend that you go back and listen to it. It's one of the first ones that we did. But goals themselves are not the vision. Goals are the objectives. Goals are the missions along the way towards the grand vision of your ideal life. And so, again, where I think everybody's, well, maybe not everybody, but most people, I think, are familiar with goal setting, probably familiar with some of the goal setting methodologies that we'll talk about in a little bit. But where I feel like folks get hung up with goal setting is, and I do this often in business and in my personal life, because the men's ministry that I help lead at our church, we do some goal setting in that environment every year as well. And I lead guys through a goal setting process at the beginning of every year. And oftentimes I'll recognize that people really struggle with setting goals for themselves. And usually it's because they're not used to setting goals in the first place, because a lot of people just don't do that. They don't take the time to sit down and set goals for themselves and think about what do I need to accomplish this year towards a grander vision. That's likely because few people even sit down to think about what that grand vision for their life is. Few people are sitting down and thinking about 5 and 10 years from now, where do I want to be? Where do I want to be in my relationship with my wife and my relationship with my kids? Where do I want to be in my job? Where do I want to be financially? Few people are thinking that far ahead to set that vision in the first place. And then when it comes down to like setting goals for the year or the quarter, the month, they struggle because they're not in the practice of doing it. Or if they are, they struggle with not really connecting to a compelling why. And we talked about that when we talked about casting a vision for your life and understanding your purpose. That compelling why behind a goal that you're setting for yourself, that's the thing that's going to keep you motivated and it's going to keep you pushing yourself beyond obstacles, beyond hurdles, beyond all the things that are going to come at you between now and when you accomplish that goal that are going to tell you, this is too hard, this isn't worth it.
The path, right, the journey, it will get hard no matter what you're doing, no matter, you know, what you're setting. It could be the thing that you're most passionate about. You will have those days where you're struggling, where you don't want to do the thing that you know you have to, right? That's why last episode we were talking about habits, how to create those habits. A good point you said, right, setting your goals, knowing the why. Another important point is making sure your goals are aligned with your core values. When they're not, that is a battle inside of your mind. You want to achieve something that you're not aligned with it. You don't believe in those things. That's why we start, right? We're doing these episodes that pile on each other. There is a strategy. There is steps for you to be following to get here. So then you know your beliefs, you know your vision, you know your mission, you know all of that. Now you think the big picture, and then you backtrack to now, break it down into small steps.
And that's the whole reason that you and I started this podcast in the first place, is because we've been on that journey for ourselves for the last few years. But prior to that, we were like the people that we're trying to speak to and hoping to attract through this podcast, which is just kind of going through life by default and letting life happen to us and reacting as best we could to it, but not being intentional and thinking ahead and being strategic about designing the life that we want to live.
You know, you're saying that we were living different ways. There is a different mindset. And if you work for somebody else, then if you have your own business, mm-hmm. in goal setting and all of those things, because when you're an entrepreneur, you got to come up with all the things, right? So you got to be more organized and understand how those, if you want to have a successful business, right? You got to think of that. I was this way. I grew up thinking, I want to grow in corporate America. I'm going to work for somebody else. And then you're told what to do the whole time, right? People above you will set the goals and you have some part of it, but not as much as in your own life or if you have your own business. What I have been doing is doing that for all areas of my life, especially for myself, right? My self-development, the things that I want to prioritize for myself, goals for my health, goals for self-care, all of that. Because after becoming a mom, I kind of lost myself. So I had to, little by little, bring all that back as a priority, as goals, as intentionality, all of the things that we were talking about. So this different mindset, and that's what I talk to clients all the time, because sometimes they come to me and they have a full-time job, but they want to start something on the side and grow and then leave corporate America. And it is a shift of setting goals. If you never done this, if you grew up being told what to do, this is a hard thing. For me, I didn't like these questions. What do you want? I'm like, I don't know what I want. It's going to happen. What's going to happen? It is not. We have the power to choose the life that we want to have. So it is a shift in mindset, and it takes a little bit of time to understand, and that's why we're going to dig in more into SMART goals and understanding and bringing it down and making it specific and understanding the time that's going to take and all of that that we're going to dig in more later on. But that is a big shift in mindset, and it's important to understand the awareness, right? Bring the awareness to know that it's going to be something uncomfortable. You might have never done it before.
Yeah, and you're right. There's a difference between the mindset of an employee and a leader or owner of a business. And I'm both. I'm a leader in business, but I'm also an employee of a large financial institution. But I'm still responsible for setting the vision for my team. I'm responsible for setting goals every year with my team. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're the only person that works in your business, then it's 100% on you to set your own goals, to hold yourself accountable to meeting those goals. And hopefully you've got a coach, or hopefully you've got somebody in your corner that you can share ideas with, that you can look to for accountability. But if you're the only person that's working in the organization, it's going to be on you. If you're not, then if you've got employees, whether you're like I am in corporate America with, you know, teams of employees, or you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur with one or more employees working for you, then it's your responsibility to explain the whys behind the goals that you're setting for your organization. It's your responsibility to rally the troops, so to speak, around that vision that you have for the team. And hopefully you've got employees, hopefully you've done a really good job of hiring employees that care about the same things that you care about, that carry the same values that you have. And hopefully you're having organic conversations with your employees about where where you want to collectively take the organization, and they will help you then create the goals. I don't set goals by myself and for my teams. I've got leaders under me that I'm discussing what our priorities are. I'm helping cast a longer term vision of where we want to go as an organization, but they're helping me figure out what are the intermediate steps that we need to take to get there.
Yeah. And also for when you talk about that, you can also do for your family, right? Like Absolutely. We have done it together, because you, as the leader of the family, right? You set the vision, we talk about it, and then we talk about the goals and the things we wanted to do from now on to create that life that we want to have. But it's a team that it takes, right? So you can apply this process in different areas of your life, and highly recommend, if you're not, to try doing this from now on and ask the questions and stretch yourself a little bit. But what the goals are going to do for you, right? They're going to help you to have the path, the roadmap, the direction to take you, right? Remember the GPS mm-hmm. example we talked about in the beginning about, you know, without a final destination, you can't get there. So the GPS will take you as long as you have a goal or direction to go for. Will also give you so much clarity, help you be focused, help you prioritize, help you say no to the things that are not taking you close to your vision or your goals. So then you can focus and take the steps towards, not waste your time, mm-hmm. turn off distractions, all of those things.
Yeah, I think the prioritization piece of that is really important. All of it's important, but prioritization for me, that's a lesson that I've learned over these last few years, especially because there have been so many different competing priorities in all areas of my life. Because even outside of my career, you and I have been working on things together, getting ready to launch this podcast, and now performing in the podcast every week, preparing for the podcast. And I've got my writing engagements that I'm involved in outside of that as well. And so there's been a lot of different competing priorities based on decisions that we've made for ourselves that are in alignment with our longer term vision. But it's forcing me to get more clear on what I say yes to and what I say no to, mm-hmm. because there've been a lot of new opportunities. And I've used this term a lot, shiny object syndrome. I use that because I've had that consistently in the past. Like, something new will come my way that looks fun, or it looks like it's going to be a big win for us, and it'll get me off focus temporarily, because I'll go chase this thing down just to realize that this isn't aligned with my purpose. This isn't aligned with my values or where I want to go in my life, and end up just feeling like I wasted time chasing that thing down and then coming back to what I previously agreed on was my priority. So again, when you set your goals intentionally ahead of time, it'll help you to understand, okay, these are my priorities, and whatever comes my way, we're going to talk in the next episode, I think, about time management mm-hmm. and how to deal with some of those competing priorities. But having clearly set goals will help you to understand what takes priority or what takes precedent at any given time. So to your point, you're not wasting time.
Yes, that's good. Okay. So how do we do that? How do we set goals, James?
Well, we talked in the beginning about it starts with having that vision, understanding your why, and then working backwards from there. So what I like to say is, I like the term from Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, where he says, begin with the end in mind. It's one of the 7 habits. And so again, understanding that bigger picture, what is your vision? What is your purpose? What is your mission? And what is the why? What is that compelling why behind what you're doing? And then you work backwards from there. So to bring it into vision for folks a little bit better, we'll use real life examples. So you and I, last year, we sat down and set goals for ourselves to eliminate our debt. And so the long-term big picture vision was to be debt-free. But it took multiple little objectives and goals along the way in order to achieve that. Because at the time, we had multiple accounts where we owed debt and we didn't have enough to just pay it all off. So we had to put a plan together. So we worked backwards from the total debt that we had to pay off and started putting a plan together for how we're going to pay off one debt at a time and then roll what we were paying in one debt into the next one so that each debt gets paid off that much faster. But it started with having that clear vision for what we wanted to have happen, which for you and I in that scenario was eliminating our debt. Do you want to talk about step two?
Yes. The step two talks about get clear on what you want, not what you don't want. This is so funny because we were talking about this earlier today on your brain. It doesn't register the word no. So if you're focusing on the things that you don't want, that's exactly what you want to get. Think of this. What were you saying this morning? One, two, three. Don't think of the white elephant. What are you thinking?
The white elephant. Yeah. It's impossible not to think about the white elephant.
That is so funny. So yes, so it's important to make your goals into positive, not negative. It's easier to, sometimes it's easier to understand things that you don't want in life. And I remember for many times in my life, I would say, I don't know what I want, but I'm very clear on what I don't want. Mm-hmm. But it's, if you're focusing on the things you don't want, you're just thinking of things you want to go away from it. It's instead, for example, you're talking about the debt, right? Mm-hmm. If you're thinking, I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be poor. Instead, you're like, I want to make more money, right? So instead of worrying, you're thinking in the positive way and creative ways of how can you bring more income instead of thinking, I don't want to eat this thing because I want to lose the weight. I don't want to be overweighted, right? It's about what are the things that you can eat instead of I cannot eat the sweets or the junk food. Think of, I want to eat more vegetables. I want to eat more fruits. I want to add this positive into my life instead of thinking about the negative, the no, because your brain will not register that and you'll get more of that.
Yep, that's important. So number three then on our modified list here, and some of this comes from Brian Tracy, who's a motivational speaker, a best-selling author. He has his own kind of goal setting and achievement process that he's laid out. We've modified it a little bit just based on our own experience and some of the tools that we've used in the past. And so step three in this, again, step one was begin with the end in mind. Step two is get clear about what you want. And then step three is setting SMART goals. So most folks have probably heard about SMART goals before, but just in case you haven't, because every year when I discuss this, inevitably I meet people who have never heard the analogy before or the acronym. But SMART is an acronym, and it stands for, the S stands for specific. So this is about making your goal very specific. What exactly do you want to accomplish, and how will achieving the goal impact you or others? The more specific you can be with the goal, the more likely it is that you're going to obtain that thing. So for instance, saying, I want to be healthy, using the physical goals analogy. I want to be healthy is not a very specific goal. I want to lose weight is a little bit more specific, but still not very specific. I want to lose 10 pounds is a very specific goal. And being specific helps you to measure success against that goal, which is going to help you stay motivated towards it. And it's going to help you identify better what steps are going to be required to get there.
Let's say all the what the letters mean. So SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, if you go to your example, now we break it down into your example, because this is a big thing. And I deal with setting goals all the time, and we always have to go back, and I have to be asking questions more specific to bring into a number, right? When you're talking about lose weight, what's the number? And then, so that it's specific and that's measurable. You will know, you can measure that you lost 10 pounds. And then achievable, how will you measure? How will you feel, right? How can you understand that you have achieved that goal?
Yeah, so achievable, you want to think about, like, is it realistic, the goal that you're setting for yourself? If I weigh 150 pounds and say I want to lose 50 pounds, well, that's a third of your body weight, and it's probably not realistic. I mean, it depends on who you are, but if you're saying I want to lose 50 pounds or a third of my body weight in 3 months, that's unrealistic. Unless you're going to take unhealthy means to get there.
Yes. So being achievable, right? And then relevant. What do you say about relevant, James?
Yeah. So relevant, again, is making sure that your goals are relevant to your overall objectives. So if you're beginning with the end in mind and thinking about what's my long-term vision, what's my long-term mission, and if I'm setting goals to be the roadmap toward that mission or that longer-term vision, then the goals that I set need to be relevant to that. So does it align with my personal, or if you're setting goals for your business or your organization, does it align with the organizational priorities or bigger, longer-term goals that we've set for ourselves?
This can go back to your core values, right? Mm-hmm. Is this goals you're setting for yourself, is that aligned with your core values?
Right. And then think about, like, is this going to be meaningful and impactful? And is it going to help me fulfill my mission? If the answer is no, then it's probably not a goal that you need to set for yourself.
Yes. And then time-bound, right? It's the time frame that you're setting for your goals. It goes into, what do you say, right? Sometimes we set goals, like you said, lose weight. I don't know. Losing weight is very easy to think about. So if you overweight and you're not exercising, your diet, it's very poor right now. If you set yourself to change your life within 3 months and lose 10 pounds, that might be way too short for you, right? So understanding the time bound would be 6 months, right? Maybe you need more because it's something that you've never done it before. That you're going to have a lot of change to make that happen. And we just talked about this, I think it was in the habits episode as well, with the New Year's resolution. Right, the problem that people give up on the New Year's resolution, it's not because they can't achieve it. It's because the time frame that they have set for themselves is too short. They're expecting results overnight, and that doesn't happen. And then you get frustrated. You're not celebrating your small wins. You're just thinking it's going to happen overnight, and it doesn't, and you get frustrated, and the goal is too big for you to achieve. You just give up.
From a personal standpoint, I ran into this when Nate Burkhalter and I were working on his book for the better part of 2 years before we had a deadline forced upon us because Nate was getting ready to go compete again on Exatlon, this reality TV show that he's competed on twice. And we sat down and we're like, look, we've been working on this thing, but we've kind of been dragging our feet. And now it's go time. Like, we have, at that point, I think it was 3 months before he was planning on leaving. So we started setting very specific goals for ourselves to try to get the book finished before he left, or in as close as a finished state as we could prior to him leaving for that show. And so that within those 3 months, I feel like we got more done in 3 months than we had gotten done in the prior 10 months on that book, because we had a clear deadline that said, hey, if we're not where we need to be by the time he leaves, we're going to fall so far behind that it's going to take us a long time to try to catch back up when he comes back from that show. So we got to the point where the book was pretty much finished and all we needed to do was some final editing, cover work, and promotional stuff when he came back.
Yeah, that's good. The next step is to make a plan. So make a plan on what actions are you going to take, when are you going to take, what's the timing. Another thing I do with clients all the time when they say, I want to do this, and I say, are you going to do, what date are you going to do this? What time are you going to get this done by? So you're being very specific within the plan, and this is going to come into our time management, scheduling and organizing your time as well. Is this in your calendar? Put in your calendar, save there, so you know when are you going to need to take care of this. So you're preparing and making a plan and getting your environment, everything set up for success, right? So you make a plan, you make it very clear. You need to understand and think about what are the things that can jump in your way? What are the barriers that you're going to, that you can face? What are blocks that can stop you from achieving your goal, and thinking of creative ways that you can walk around it, or distractions, or if fear or if insecurity, things that you never done before, am I going to be motivated? So you can work those things in your mind. You can talk to somebody, you can have somebody help you walk through those things. So making the plan and then prioritize, organize, what are you going to do first? What can you do first that's going to help the next goals? That's so important. How can you make everything more efficient? If you can do one thing first, that's going to save time on the next one. Start with that one or the smallest one. What's going to, you know, help you to move faster into your bigger plan?
Yeah, you're going to have to spend some time strategizing when you're building out your goals. And the better that you get at doing that, like you said, anticipating the obstacles, the better you are at anticipating those obstacles and building out a plan for when these obstacles arise, this is what I need to do. These are the steps that I'm going to need to take to overcome those and keep moving forward is really important. So then step five will be to take action. And the biggest thing here is just start immediately. Once you have a goal set, start today. Do something today that's going to help make progress against that goal. And sometimes this is the hardest part for people. They have a vision in mind. They have a goal in mind. And a lot of times, especially if it's a lofty goal, if it's something that they've never done before, or it's something that feels a little bit out of reach, then a lot of times there's anxiety in even getting started towards that goal. But if you can just take that first step, that's oftentimes all it takes. It's just taking that first step, getting a little bit of momentum going.
Get out of your mind, get out of your own head, get out of your own way, and take action.
Yep. And then number six is being consistent, doing something, even one task every single day that's going to help you make progress against that goal. So step five is starting to do something. Step six is just being consistent and doing something every single day that's moving you further toward that goal.
Even though sometimes you don't feel like you're progressing, you don't feel like you're seeing results, just keep doing the thing. Just keep piling up those habits. Just keep piling up the actions. You will see results. You will see success. It's just a little bit ahead of you. Just keep pushing, keep going, especially when you don't feel like it, especially when you don't want to do it. It is hard and it takes time for you to do something new. So keep pushing yourself to continue to take those actions.
And then the seventh and final step is, you mentioned this a little bit earlier, stop and smell the roses every once in a while. Measure your progress and celebrate little wins along the way. That's what's going to help keep you motivated. It's going to energize you. It's going to motivate you, and it'll provide that momentum that you need to keep carrying yourself further. And you'll start to recognize the little wins compound over time. And like you were talking about, they become big wins. Sometimes it takes longer than others. It depends on the goal. It depends on the habit or exercise.
There's always a win. Every day there's a win. If you accomplish what you wanted, that's a win. If you don't know how to celebrate the small wins, you're never going to be able to celebrate the big wins because you're not going to be able to see it. Wins are wins. You're achieving, you're doing, you're moving, you're taking yourself out of your comfort zone, you're doing something new. That book, The Gap and the Gain, talks about that all the time. If you're not seeing the progress, look back. Where were you a month ago? You're probably not where you are right now. I talk about that with my clients all the time. When they come to me and say, I need motivation. And they're like, I don't see results. I was like, okay, let's look back from when you started with me. And now look how much progress you have done. How much growth have happened within you. All the things that you were afraid of doing, now you're doing them. And by the end of the call, they are all excited and ready to go take the world because you stop looking ahead of the things that are to come and look back. That's the only time you can look back. That's to measure how much you have grown, right? Not where you were, not the fails, not the falls, not the bad, not the bad choices, but how much you have grown.
All right. Well, I hope that that's helped everyone that's listening. I'm sure this isn't the first time that you've heard about goal setting, probably not the first time that you've heard about SMART goals or some concept of this list that we've shared, but I want to leave you all with...
Before you go there, I think there's something we haven't talked about. When you're thinking about your goal, it's important to think why, right? Go back to your why. Think about when you achieve that goal, how is that going to impact your life? Think about how it's going to impact the life of your family, how it's going to impact the life of people around you. What impact in the world is that going to bring to you? When I think about my family and my kids and you, James, and then things that I want to achieve, you guys are the first people that come to my mind that I wanted to impact. I want my kids to know that it's possible for them to do whatever they want in life as long as they're willing to put the work into it, right? So when I think of the things that I want to do it and it becomes hard, so having the feelings and a different person that I will be impacting with the goals will help you to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes back to the why. So I want to leave everybody with, again, this modified version of Brian Tracy's goal setting and achievement process. The thing, I heard this a couple of years ago, and then as we were doing research for this particular podcast, I came across it again, and I just love this. And Brian Tracy, he's got a lot of really great books out there, a lot of great wisdom, but this is one of my favorite things that I've seen from him. And it speaks towards this concept of a lot of times we set many goals for ourselves at any given time. At the beginning of the year, we set, probably 3 or 4 goals for each pillar of our lives: finances, relationship, career or business, fun, what have you. And so it all adds up. You have, a dozen, 2 dozen goals for yourself for the year. What this does is it helps you prioritize and pick out what's most important and go chase after the thing that is most important for you. And the way that Brian Tracy explains it is he says, start with a sheet of paper and write a list of 10 goals that you'd like to achieve in the next 12 months. But he says to write them in the present tense as if you've already achieved them. And then tacking on what you just said, we like to say also to explain the emotion that you'll have when you've achieved that goal. So an example would be, I am so happy and grateful now that whatever your goal is. And then step 2, he says, if you had a magic wand, so you've put a list of 10 goals for the next 12 months on a sheet of paper. And then he says, step 2, if you had a magic wand, you could wave it to make any one of those 10 goals happen within 24 hours, which one of those goals would have the greatest impact on your life, or which goal would have the greatest impact on your ability to achieve the other goals on the list? And then once you've identified that goal, transfer it to a clean sheet of paper and follow the 7-step process that we talked about earlier, which is step one, begin with the end in mind, understand your vision, your purpose, your mission, your why behind that goal. Step two, get clear about what you want and write it down.
Be specific.
Step three, set SMART goals. So go through that list that we talked about earlier, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. Next, take action.
Make a plan first.
I'm sorry, you're right. Step four, make a plan. Step five, take action immediately against that plan. Step six, be consistent. Do something every single day that's going to help move you forward in progression towards that goal.
And eliminate the things that are taking you away from that direction.
Yep. And we're going to talk more about that in the time management episode coming next week. And then finally, step seven is measure progress and celebrate your little wins along the way.
Yes. Celebrate. Always celebrate. That's what we all need. We need to be celebrating our accomplishments that, you know, makes us happy. That's how you train a puppy. That's how you train a kid. That's how we live. And it's important to celebrate. Otherwise, what's the point?
So we're coming to the end of the first quarter of 2024. This is a really great time to take stock of what you've accomplished in the first quarter of the year and set goals for the next quarter or the rest of the year.
And if you have not set any goals, if you have not accomplished anything, which is really hard to believe, you probably achieved something so far. It's never too late. Today is the best day to start. So take a paper. Sit down a quiet, think about what you want. Why do you want? Why don't you have it yet? And what do you need to do to achieve it?
Make it happen.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hope that you'll join us again next week. And God bless.
See you next time.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, like, subscribe, and share it with someone you think would benefit from it. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Legacy Minded Leadership on your preferred platform. You can also email us directly at legacymindedleadership@gmail.com. If you have any questions or if you're interested in learning more about individual coaching with me or Maria. Until next time, stay focused on your purpose and remember that God loves you and He has great plans for your life.